Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is DLP the Prince. So, like I promised you guys, today's episode is going to be about my review for Dune. So, I'm getting ready to watch the movie right now, and we will be back. And I'm going to give you my full review of the movie as soon as it's done. This is going to be a straight up honest review. Just take in mind that sometimes, it's not exactly just like music, but, certain movies out there. You give it a really good open-minded view. This movie we've been waiting on for an extremely long time, and now it's finally here. Some people are getting access to be able to go to the theaters, and if you are able to go to it, be safe. But it's really good that you have that option. It's not too many people there. I've been to the movies during COVID, and not a whole lot of people go, so it's actually really fun to go sometimes because you get all that space to yourself. But everybody else will have the enjoyment of being able to watch it at home, like myself. So, again, once I'm finished with the movie, we're going to have a full review of it. So, be right back. Four, two, one. All right, guys. This is the PBL show presented to you by Nerd Rage Entertainment. And I am your host, DLP the Prince. We're going to get right into it. This is one of our second reviews that we had. We just watched the movie Dune. It is not a terrible movie to me. For the most part, I can say that I was entertained with the movie. No, I have not read the book, and there's going to be a lot of people, I'm going to tell you right now, honestly, there's a lot of people that have not read this book, and it's perfectly fine, because, seriously, not a lot of sci-fi books and stuff like that. Like this is a remake. This movie was, is a remake, a reimagining as well, and I've, seen other people's thoughts on it, that they thought it was really good compared to what they were able to try to accomplish in 84. Like, you got to at least give them credit. The movie that they did in 1984, trying to do it with the technology that they had at the time compared to now, this director really went in on giving you that cinematography, the CGI, everything. There was a lot of stuff going on. So, spoiler alert, I won't give away, like exactly everything. This is a long movie. My biggest gripe with the movie is like the first part of your movie, you cannot. And I've seen this happen a lot, and I know that I wasn't the only one, because I even checked online. I stopped the movie and checked. The volume from the first conversation in the damn movie as the movie starts is so damn low. I mean, I have studio monitors, and I could not hear the conversation. You had to turn on closed captions just to like double check to make sure you are getting the dialogue. This is a big ass budget movie. Why is the volume so low for a conversation like that, especially in the beginning of your film? It really is slow as hell in the beginning of the movie. And for right there, the movie just started, and I can't even barely hear the conversation. I'm checking online to double check to see if anybody else had that same problem. And that's exactly what was going on. People were exactly having that same problem with the film. But the movie progresses on, and you get to see all these big name actors and actresses. And that's the real big thing about this movie, is that they really loaded it up with a lot of big names and stuff like that. You got Oscar Isaac, who plays the he's the father of your the star of the movie, and it's his son's going to basically be the one that's going to take over after him if he happens to pass away. It's his son that's going to take over and reign. And his son doesn't even really want to do that, which is a really good sign. That's always a good sign anyway. I've always heard that, it's people that don't, if you don't intend to want to lead, you're usually the person that, like, this is something that, you know, it's a calling. It, you know, it calls to you. I like that they put that in the movie. It was something. One thing that I'll give them for the character is that sometimes usually you'll have certain movies where your main antagonist, your main character just has this like lost, like, you know, saying like feeling about them. Like they don't know themselves. They don't see themselves as whatever everybody else sees them. This is not necessarily the case. This kid knows who he is, but, you know, he's having some issues because there is, you know, a lot to learn about himself. You know, in the movie, as it's progressing, you hear them say, you know, like, he's the one and all this other stuff. And he even, like, has heard that shit as well. And it pisses him off. Like, why am I a freak? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be this. So, like, if you have to pay attention to this film. This is a film that you can't just go walk around. My fiance probably is not going to be able to watch this movie. This is not a movie that you can go walk around, clean the house up and do stuff with and then come back and stuff like that. You have to like actually sit there and watch this film. So I do get why the director felt that his film deserves only to be seen in theaters, necessarily having this movie being brought to everybody, you know, at home, because I got to watch it at home. You know, I just like literally I just finished it. And a lot of other people also got to do the same exact thing. So I, you know, saying as I'm progressing through this film, I don't think it's bad. You know, like it's really slow. But, you know, that this is a really big film. You know that there's a lot more to it. So you just got to keep your eye on it. And, you know, the way it progressed from the start, it does build up like that, you know, saying like once it starts getting to the middle of the movie, like it really got really, really big, you know, saying it's the usual portrayal. And you can kind of sense that something was going to happen. Like, you know, like you can just feel the tension with some of the scenes in the beginning of the film where you just like everybody is just looking like, I know somebody's going to backstab me right now. Like, I know somebody's going to get me. And that's the whole feeling that you get the whole time that this movie is going, as it's starting out, you're like, yeah, I know somebody's going to betray somebody. Like it just looks, I wish they wouldn't do shit like that because that's a huge giveaway. You know what I'm saying? They have this movie had a lot of, you know, saying a lot of sounds and, you know, saying like music in the background and stuff like that. The feeling of this film, when you're getting that first part of everything, because you're kind of like trying to figure out all these characters, like who the hell is these people in the middle of no fucking where they're, you know, you know, saying they're giving you this build up. You're seeing all these big names right then and there. And I'm, you know, I'm looking at, you know, the character Paul, he's looking around and it's just the whole scene of that where you have the emperor brought someone to give them their order of what they wanted them to go do, go take over and rule this area. You know, you can just sense it. You literally are like, okay, at some point somebody's either about to get like stabbed or like some shit's about to go down. I didn't care for that, you know, saying that part of the film where you already can just pretty much like it's pretty obvious. This way it's a little bit too obvious, but you know, saying let's move past that. You know, there's nothing, there's not too much you can do about that. You know, every director has their way of doing things. It's just, I thought that was a huge giveaway in the beginning of the film where you already know betrayal is on its way. You know, like everything that you're seeing because you're probably not going to see a lot of these people. And I knew that's exactly what they did. This is, I don't like when you put a lot of big budget actors all in the same film and use them as throwaways. Like this person is going to be in the film, but they're only going to be in the film for like maybe 10 minutes. You know, they're only going to be in the film maybe like 10 minutes of screen time. And, you know, cause they're just helping to, you know, just for this part. And then you'll never see them again in the rest of the movie. There was a lot of that going on. There's a whole lot of, you know, so there's a whole lot of that was going on in the film. And it's, like I said, this is not a whole that you can do about this. Just certain things I didn't like about that. My take on like the whole part of this film, my take on it is that I feel like something like this that you already tried back then, you want to do it now again, and you know that you're going to have a lot to do as far as this film goes. There's a lot. Like, the movie is almost 3 hours long. So for a film of that size, you know, like, that's really, really that big, why not do a series? You know, I'm okay with like one film and then go into a series, because that could be something that could be interesting, where you do that one movie and then you move on towards you know, an actual series. I really feel like the movie actually should have just been broken down into a series. Now, people won't like my idea on that mindset, is because, you know, then you can't necessarily use those big budget actors, because not all of them are going to want to do a TV series. But HBO Max could have really has said, you know what, you really got some great ideas here, let's make this into a show. You know, a show could have broken this down a little bit better and given you more time to really, like, you know, saying, showcase everything, tell your story, you know what I mean, like, give everybody the backstory. And that's some things that we're missing. You know, it was the movie was missing some backstory for people. Like, we could have learned a little bit more about, like, who these people were, like, they, you know, saying that, you know, the betrayers, the people that came over, and you know, saying, and I already forgot the one group, but the people, the ball-headed people, I'm gonna call them, they came and they conquered. You know what I mean? They came, they conquered. I saw that was coming. I knew that was gonna happen. I just didn't know when it was gonna happen. It went down in the dumbest way too possible, because, like, the guy that betrayed everybody, you gave up your entire, you know, your people, you know what I'm saying? You gave all of them up. You gave all of them up, and you did it for the sake of saying, you know, you're doing this because your wife has been captured and you want to free, you want to have her free. You want your wife free, but you gave up all of your people. And I know that's a tough decision. That's a tough idea for me to sit there and say, like, if my baby was, she was captured, would I turn in all of my people, you know, saying, in return for her? Like, that's a big decision. You know, that's a really, really big decision. One person's life for literally all of your people. Like, all. Like, their whole little empire was literally wiped out. And one foul swoop, just because of this betrayal. The guy literally gave up everybody just so that he could try to get his wife back, which... the funniest damn part of the movie is when he goes to say, hey, I gave you guys everybody on a silver platter. Can I get my wife? He's like, yeah, sure. Slits his throat. And I'm just sitting there like, So everybody just died for fucking no reason. And then, of course, there's this big little part where there's the possibility Oscar Isaac's character could have taken out the ball guy, you know, the big bad. He could have taken out the leader by, you know, saying, biting on this little capsule thing. Well, everyone else in the room dies, but the Baron himself actually still was alive. Like, he still was alive. Like, he didn't die. So all of that literally was for nothing. I'm telling you right now, like, this, for this whole big budget film, this whole project, the premise and the story, I know people said read the book. Even if you're a reader of the book, I just want you to know this whole film happens because of a fucking betrayal that literally goes awry. Okay? Like, the whole point of the betrayal was for the dude to get his wife back, and then he gets fucking killed. Oscar Isaac's character is at least supposed to have one last chance to get revenge, since he's basically going to die. You know what I mean? Like, he's basically going to die, and this is his last hurrah. And within his last hurrah, all he did was kill that Baron's men. That's it. He didn't kill the Baron himself. he just killed his men. Like, that's a huge letdown. Like, this all happens because of that. Like, that I'm not gonna lie, it's fucking stupid. That is a really fucking stupid thing. It was really annoying. You know, and as they move, so you move past all that, the best character in the entire goddamn film, the best person in the film is Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa, of course, steals the show because, one, he's a fucking badass, and his character was, not only was he a badass, the dude was also an honorable, just man's fucking badass. Like, when you see him, you smile. You know what I mean? Like, the main character and him have, you know, saying, have this, like, almost like an uncle-nephew relationship. You know what I mean? Like, he literally looks up to this guy. He absolutely loves this dude. And for great reason. Jason Momoa's character to him is really just a fucking good dude. So it's easy to understand why everybody, when you watch this film, is going to fall in love with Jason Momoa's character. Why wouldn't you not? And then it's a huge letdown when he dies. But he dies in a very honorable way. He gives up his life to basically let them, to let Paul and his mom, you know, get out of there. You know, they, you know, saying they're able to escape with their life, but, you know, saying he had to give his up. And he goes out like a badass, you know what I mean? He takes out almost all the guys that's there, and then he finally falls because, you know, it's just too many. I'm not going to lie. I really was like, when he died, I was kind of like, you know, I really don't give a fuck about the rest of this movie. And my thoughts on that are, if you are directing a film and you're doing the casting, I really don't like it when I see big names like Jason Momoa, you know, saying go down and shit like this to die. I'm just saying, like, for a person like this who can keep your, you know, your big blockbuster, you know, saying going, since you're going to do more than one film, like, you're going to have to make sure that you bring it, like, you bring it in the next film. Because obviously there's going to be another one. There's the movie starts off and it says part one. The movie ends with them literally just getting to the people in the desert. Like, they literally got there. They had one little dude had to fight to the death to defend his mom. And, you know, it cuts the scene and goes dark. And you know that there's going to be a part two. That has to be a part two. They said part one in the beginning of this movie. So I hate when they do that, to be continued, but I'm glad they didn't necessarily do to be continued. But, like, you know that there's another one coming, or there has to be. And I just feel like I watched 3 hours of a movie for no damn reason. Hence the reason, if you're going to do two movies and the first one doesn't necessarily really get an ending, it just gets a continuation. Like, this is another version of Star Wars. You know, this is basically, Star Wars in a different direction. For someone to say that it is not, go ahead and lie. Go ahead and lie. I mean, the only difference is you necessarily didn't have, like, aliens per se. You just had, you know, people that just look like Uncle Fester. You know what I mean? You had your regular looking humans, then you got your sand humans out there, and then you had, you know, saying you had your Uncle Fester looking motherfuckers out there. That's literally what they look like. I'm not gonna lie. I know that might piss some people off, but, like, that's, everybody looked like they were Uncle Fester. Like, they all just look like if the sun hits them, man, they gonna cry. They don't like the sun. But, you know, all in all, I wasn't displeased with the movie because it, you know, like, as you're, like, progressing, you do want to see, like, what happens. You want to see what's going on with this movie. Like, where is it going? And again, more big names pop up and you get to see. And I don't know. Let's go right into giving this some. If I had to give this a rating, because I know I'm not gonna necessarily gonna want to watch it again. I don't want to watch it again. Jason Momoa's character dies, and I'm gonna tell you right there, like that's a big letdown. Even if that's how it happened in the book and whatnot, yeah, you just next time you don't fucking hire Jason Momoa to die. Even if it is an honorable death, you know what I mean? You don't do that. I'm sick of that. I'm bringing it back up, but only because like I just feel like when you have those big names like that, and you got a badass like Jason Momoa, you don't hire him so that he can take a role to die. You know what I mean? Not in the first film. You're gonna do a whole second one. What are you gonna do? Give us flashbacks of Jason Momoa's character? Bring him back to life? Because again, I didn't read the book. So I don't know if if his character was still alive and will miraculously show back up in the second one. Like, I don't know if that's going to happen or whatnot. But for the most part, if we're going off of what happened and what I just saw, his character's gone. You know what I'm saying? He's dead. And I feel like a show could definitely have been more suited for HBO Max instead of doing this three, God knows how much they spent on this film. Matter of fact, we can actually do a dig real quick and look on Wikipedia and kind of like see. All right, so they spent $165 million to make this movie. In 1984, they spent $45 million to make this movie, which I can understand. I can understand why they, said $45 million back then in 84 is pretty much around like that, like 165 or like definitely or more, like 200 to 300 million. Because you're talking about 1984, you know what I mean? Not the late 90s, not the early 2000s. You're talking about 84, they spent 45. Like, that's a lot of fucking money to spend back then. It didn't necessarily do well back in the day. But for this here, $165 million is actually shorter than what I thought that they would have spent for this film. Actually, I was thinking that, like, with all of these names, you're looking at, like, $300 million. So I'm shocked that they didn't spend that much. But for $165 million, I still feel like this could have been better suited as a damn show. Spend about $7 to $8 million per episode. Do like 10, HBO always does like pretty much 10 episodes per season. And it would have been a lot more context to actually add. The director definitely wanted to really like showcase that, like, this is the big blockbuster film that you want to see in an IMAX theater 3D. And there's a lot of people that are going to go watch this in that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But he also was the same director that wanted to run his mouth about the MCU, and I'm here to tell you I'm going to rewatch some MCU movies, probably today and probably tomorrow. As for his film, I only want to see part two so that I can just be done with what I just saw. And I'm probably never going to watch this again. That's just my opinion. It's really not that captivating. Honestly, all in all, when you see it, there's not a whole lot that grabs you. Like, not even really the technology that they had that they showcased in this film, where you get to see their version of helicopters and stuff like that. They were kind of cool. Like, they had this, like, it was weird. It had like all these different like wings and stuff on it. Like, these, the helicopters that they had, like this like jet, like whatever it was to them, like the vehicles that they had, this flying vehicle, it literally was cool as shit, but it wasn't enough going on to kind of like grab you, like, hey, look at our tech, our special tech, and these are the things that we have. Like, it really was a reimagining for someone else's version of Star Wars. I'm not gonna lie. And that's gonna piss some people off, but that's really really all it is without aliens. Like, there's no aliens, but this is somebody else's reimagining of Star Wars. This is exactly what this actually breaks down to. Because the story is very fucking boring, actually. Like, I wasn't hugely invested. The kid, Paul, who's the star of this film, he's, you know, he's not really, you know, like, captivating. He's, you know, saying you do want to root for this kid, you know, because he, you know, seems like a good kid. You know, and all of this happened. He lost his dad. You know, he lost, you know, saying his mentors. He lost all of these people. And, you know, in a certain way, you do root for this kid. You want him to do whatever the hell they're trying to, you know, tell you that they're going for in this film. That, you know, you want him, you just want him to win. You want the good guys to win. Because everything just goes downhill right from the start. Like, it all seems like it was predictable right from the beginning when the Emperor sent them this order to go to this planet and go there and take over this area and everything. It just seems like, okay, this was a huge setup. And you do want to ask the question, who the hell is the Emperor? Like, who is this guy? Like, the Emperor is in charge of all of this. And they're literally allowing these two families to basically just, you know, duke it out and have their own war. And so their question is, like, who's the Emperor? Like, what's so special about this damn Emperor? And, you know, if this happened to this family with their army, you know, saying, what kind of army does the, you know, the Emperor themselves have? Like, what kind of, like, that is some questionable stuff that's going on here. Like, who is that person? Like, who's in charge really going on? And why is this all happening? It's, those are the little bit of questions that you have. But see, with a series, if they had done a series, you're looking at the opportunity for them to break down all of that. They can give you who the Emperor is right then and there if they want to, or they can wait till season two. They can give you the backstory on who Paul's father really is, like his upbringing. They can give you a backstory on Duncan's character and give you, you know, saying something on him. There could literally be a lot of breakdown of just, you know, saying just filler, you know, saying just filler things that like really just bring the story to life. Because honestly, all in all, out of a 5-star rating, I have to give this film a 3. I have to give it a 3 because even in the middle of the film, I lost interest a couple of times. You know, there was a couple of times I really lost interest. And if I was at the movies, I would have had to sit through all of this. Thank God it would have been at the theater, you know, eating popcorn, eating some stuff. But, you know, being at home, I'm watching the film and I'm just like, yeah, even if I was at the theaters, I definitely would have been a little pissed off that I was there for 3 hours and really this was not honestly that enjoyable. You know, you just really just kind of want to just get through it at some point. Again, when you have a character like Duncan, who's a, you know, saying who's an absolute badass and then played by a real legit badass like Jason Momoa, it's a huge letdown when you see that character die. You know, you're going to see that with a lot of people that also get to watch the film. They're going to say, you know, like, yeah, I didn't like that, you know, his character dies, but he's a fucking badass. You know, it's great to see his part in the film. And then it's a letdown when you don't. So I'm not going to be not too harsh, but I think I think it deserves a solid 3. Hopefully they can redeem themselves in part 2. Whenever they figure that out, which is also really bad, they don't even have right now. There's no word on part 2. And at first there wasn't even any saying of there being a part 1 and a part 2, really. You know, that a lot of that stuff was tight lipped. So to find out this way that this is going to be a possible, you know, 2-part series, it's kind of questionable, because you know, they're going to really have to bring it in the next film to really captivate, you know, saying everything that happened in this film. So all my listeners, you know, you guys listen, thank you for listening to the review. Again, I wasn't too harsh. You know what I mean? Like, it's watchable. You know, it's not an unwatchable film. But 3 stars is just my opinion. I would give it a 3 out of 5. But watch the film for yourself. You know, Santa, you guys, let me know. I'm going to be asking you guys, you know, how you guys feel. All of my Spotify listeners that are out there, I'll be asking you guys what your thoughts on it is. Just, you know, let me know. Again, you know, watch it with an open mind. You know, and if you end up loving the film, good. As always, I love you guys. And until next time.